troublemaker, sent from school to school only to be pulled out. Makes friends with a teacher who is a risk taker. Learns much about Greek gods throughout. Percy forced to leave school. Visits camp in New York after a terrible crash. Finds out his dad is a god, which isn't always cool. Tries to fit in, but ends up with a horrible gash. Percy, Annabeth, and Grover sent on a quest to retrieve the stolen lightning bolt. Sent underground to Hades as a guest. Only to find nothing and forced to revolt. They visit the Gateway Arch, which is amazingly made. Get trapped by a monster and forced to jump. Percy prays for it to his dad for aid. Lands within the water with a thump. Percy is caught by the river below. Finds out being the son of an ocean god isn't that bad. Regroups with Annabeth and Grover as they undergo the media looking for Percy. He prays for help from his dad. They message home to ask for advice from Luke, only to discover that the camp has taken sides. They need to finish the quest before a duke. Between the campers, if only they had a guide. Starving, haven't not eaten in a while, scary biker enters to eat. Smells as if he has been living in a trash pile. Sits with Percy and his friends with a greet. They discover that he is Ares, the god of war. He promises them a ride to L.A. if they get his shield. At first, Percy is not willing to help, just ignore. But then they tell him they will keep his eyes peeled. They visit the water park where it is to be found. They end up finding it, but it is a trap. Percy smiles. Percy's smile doesn't last long and turns to a frown. Giant spiders are coming from the sides. Holy crap. They ride to L.A. in the back of a truck. This is filled with animals that smell. When they arrive, they are tricked by a schmuck. Trapped in a store, all they can do is yell. Percy discovers the lightning bolt in his pack. But how? It was Ares. He gave it to him. He finds Ares on a beach and hits him with a smack. Ares fights Percy, loses, and throws a fit. Percy receives the Helm of Darkness, only a cap. Now he has both objects he needs. Heads to talk to the gods to recap what they have been through, his good deeds. The gods honor him for a job well done, and punish Ares for trying to start a war. They tell him he has helped a ton. Some gods even say he's him they adore. Percy gets to see his mother, who doesn't remember the crash. Percy then goes back to camp to be with his brothers, where the summer flies by in a flash.